Pious deeds. Oh Allah, bless us with pious deeds.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We've been talking about number of pious deeds. They are those deeds which are compulsory, which are farz upon us. There's those deeds which are optional. And today we're going to talk about a deed which is optional, but at the same time, very beneficial. A lot of people are taking benefits from this action, inshallah. And what are them actions? Them actions are urad and wazaif. What are urad and what are wazaif? Inshallah, we're going to be talking about in our silsila today. But let's listen to a fazila, a blessing of reciting salutation. Peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi, whose name we have all heard of, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he became famous, how he became known, and we've heard this, some of us might have heard this many times. Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi, he was on a journey and it was time for namaz, it was time for salah. So he found a well, but he could not find a bucket or a rope to pull up water from the well so that he could perform wudu and able to read his salah. And as he was looking in this state, a young girl who was upon a roof of a house, she jumped down and asked, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "A bucket and some rope." She asked, "What is your name?" Sayyidina Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi, he said, "I replied, Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli." She exclaimed, "Oh, so it is you who is very famous, but your condition is such that you cannot even take out water from a well." Saying this, she spat into the well. As soon as she did that, the water arose up and overflowed. Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi, he performed wudu, he performed ablution, and then asked the marvelous girl, "Daughter, tell me truthfully as to how did you receive this marvel, this great miracle?" She replied, "I recite Salatul Nabi, and by the virtue of it, this miracle takes place." He rahmatullah alayhi further said, "Impressed by the pious girl, I made a firm intention to write a book on Salatul Nabi, on reciting peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he rahmatullah alayhi wrote a book about Salatul Nabi, which achieved great popularity. The name of this great book is Dalailul Khairat. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." My dear viewers of Madni Channel, so much to be learned. One is the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi. He gained such a status, such a maqam because of her writing a book on the fazila of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try to make this habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. There's another point for the viewers of Madni Channel here to be learned, is that young girl, what caused her to gain such great status and such great have such great miracle that she spat in a well and the water rose to the top and started overflow. What was behind that? The action of reciting durood upon the Prophet ﷺ, salutation. This was a wazifa, you can say, something which you read to benefit yourself and to gain nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to gain a cure from difficulties and problems. And durood-e-paak is that great wazifa. This is that wazifa. This will be a protection for us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Durood-e-sharif compensates for the mistakes of the person's sins. Deeds are purified because of Durood Sharif. Ranks are elevated because of Durood Sharif. Sins are forgiven because of Durood Sharif. One qiraat is written in his book of deeds, which is equal to the Mount of Uhud because of Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is sufficient for every work in this world and the hereafter. This is that great wazifa that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be a witness for him. Intercession will be wajib for him. And he will gain the pleasure of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be saved from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scale of good deeds will be heavier because of Durood Sharif. He will get the opportunity to visit the Hawz-e Kawthar because of this. He will be saved from the thirst on the Day of Judgment because of this. He will gain freedom from the hellfire because of this. He will gain ease and he will cross the bridge of Sirat because of this. He will see his place in paradise because of reciting this great wazifa. And what is this great wazifa? This is reciting Durood, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So this is also a wazifa, my dear Islam brothers. And this, viewers of Madani channel, we should try to get into the habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, you'll find that the problems of this world will be solved and the problems of the akhirah will also be solved, inshallah. Talking about wazifas, talking about these methods which are means of savior and protection, there's a very unique story. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he was looking after the zakat fitr of Ramadan, and then somebody came and he started to steal from that food stuff. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he caught him and he said, I am going to take you to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Then this person, when he was caught in this state by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he started to come with these excuses. I am very poor. I'm a poor person and I was hungry and I wanted to eat some food. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he felt pity for this person and he let him go. The next day when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he came into the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, how was your visitor at night? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he felt sympathy for him and he let him free. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will come again. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he knew that this person will come again. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he waited when that same person came and he started to again steal from that. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala caught him again. And then said the same to him again, that I will take you to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man started to say the same things. I am poor. I am in need. I'm in difficulty. Please let me go. I will not do it again. And the man left. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala felt sympathy for him and released him. The man went. Again, when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he came into the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how was the thief at night? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I felt sympathy for him and I let him go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will come again. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala knew that this person will come again. He waited for him. Once he came, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala caught him again. And then he said, I will take you to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, please do not take me to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will tell you a few words by which Allah azza wa jal will benefit you when you go to sleep at night, when you will go to bed at night, recite Ayatul Kursi. For then there will be guards from Allah Almighty who will protect you all night long. And that person, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, let him go. When Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he came into the blessed court of the blessed and the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how was your thief at night? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he said to me these verses and I let him go free. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, he has told you the truth, although he's a great liar. And you know who that person was? That was Iblis, that was Shaitan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, this was one wazifa which was a means of protection of wealth being stolen from Shaitan. The one who reads Ayatul Kursi at night, he will find himself protected, inshallah. He'll find his wealth protected. And these wazaifs, these urads are a means of protection from many difficulties, many hardships. And we know from the verses of the Holy Quran, the story of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of the fish is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman: he therefore called out, but in darkness, there is no God except you. Glory be to you. Indeed, an out of place act occur from me. Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam prayed in the stomach of the fish, he said these words, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Muslims that pray for any purpose using these words, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept his prayers. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A great wazifa, such a great wazifa. We should try to get into the habit of reciting this. And inshallah, no matter what the difficulty is, what our problem is, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this wazifa, we will able to free ourselves. If you imagine the Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he's in the stomach of a fish, and he is freed because of this wazifa. And inshallah, if we find ourselves in difficulty, we can also become free by using this wazifa, reciting this in abundance. Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala has stated, we were sitting near the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not inform you of such a thing that when in any difficulty or calamity from the worldly calamities descends upon anyone from you, and he were to supplicate through this, that calamity and trouble would disappear. We replied, why not? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, that thing is the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, get into the habit of reciting this wazifa, inshallah. We heard that how this will remove us from our calamities, remove us from our troubles, inshallah, and we will find ease and comfort because of this wazifa, inshallah. And it's very important, alhamdulillah, that we gain nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this wazif, through these blessings, inshallah. So once we will connect ourselves through these wazifas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will able to make our world better and also our difficulty. No matter what difficulty state you're in, you will able to save yourself and protect yourself. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ishaq rahmatullah has narrated, Hazrat Sayyidina Malik radiallahu ta'ala came into the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested, my son Auf is imprisoned by the enemies. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to him, send a message to your son that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has ordered him to recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. Sayyidina Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was tied with the chains by the enemies, but due to the blessing of this wazifa, the chains broke and he became free from the captivity of the enemies, sat on his she camel and rode away. On the way, the animals of the enemies were grazing the field. He called the animals and they all came running behind and followed him. When he reached home, he came to the door and called to his parents. His parents became very pleased, but they were also astonished as their son Auf was captured. So how did he come here? Anyway, when the parents and their servants came to the door, they saw that there were many camels with Auf. He told his parents about himself and the camels. Their father said to him, wait I will go into the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam and ask him about these camels, whether these camels are lawful for you or not. Therefore, his father presented himself into the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and narrated the whole story. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do whatever you want with these camels. In other words, these camels are lawful for you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was a wazifa given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam to Hazrat Malik to send to his son Auf to read and look at the blessing of this, that he was chained yet by the blessing of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The chains broke. He able to escape from the enemies. And not just that, look at the other blessing he gained. All the animals of the enemies, he able to bring them with him and they were lawful for him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These are blessings of wazif. And you see that at times the wazifas are given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times these anbiya alayhi wasalam are reciting this wazif and these urads. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then this is a cure for 99 illnesses. The lightest illness from these is the distress and sorrow. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If you find yourself in sorrow, in distress, you're worried, you're in a state, then get into the habit of reciting this La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will take you out of your distress. This will take you out of your problems, your illnesses, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. A great wazifa also. My dear viewers of Madani channel, normally a lot of these wazaif, the timing of these wazaif is important. We are given them by the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the pious predecessors rahimahumullah, from different books, from different narrations, you will find many different wazaif. Timings of these wazaif are given. It's important to know what are the times of these wazaif when they are read. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to some knowledgeable points regarding urad and wazaif. From Fatawa Rizviya, the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi writes in volume 23 regarding knowledge and points of urad and wazaif. Whenever a wazifa is recited, it should be to fulfill the lawful need and the means of showing humility in the court of Allah Almighty. Moreover, the person reciting the wazifa should make it a wasila in the court of Allah and recite the wazifa with the intention of gaining reward. How can one find out that whether the wazifa has been recited for reward? This is something which we need to learn. How can one find out that the wazifa is reciting, that this wazifa is for the sake of reward and dua, or whether it is for reciting to only fulfill a need? Now listen carefully, my dear viewers. One sign of this is that if someone recites a wazifa for a certain need to be fulfilled, and after a while he leaves it as the need has not been fulfilled, then this means that the wazifa was recited only for the fulfillment of that need, because if he had the intention of reward, he would have continued with that wazifa. Wazifa should be recited for the attainment of permissible works. If it is for impermissible works, such as causing fighting between husband and wife, then such a wazifa is haram. If the wazifa is for permissible work, but is done through unlawful method, such as black magic, etc., then it is also haram. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, sometimes people complain and they moan, my wazifa is not, it's not working. Some of the reasons is that we might be consuming haram. We should be always earning a halal lawful. In the same way, we should be speaking the truth, avoiding lying. In the same way, our bodies should be pure and clean, and people should be following the rulings of Sharia. They should be performing the namaz. They should be reading the Quran and then doing these wazifas. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, these wazifas will have an effect. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, wazaif are those blessings which we will gain benefit from. A lot of these wazifs are from the Holy Quran, and the best of wazifas are from the Holy Quran, and we make dua in the court of Allah Almighty that He gives us the ability to act upon these wazifas and to follow them. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds.
highest deeds.